Hey everyone, you're on again with L Boogie. How y'all doing? It is, I think it's Thursday, April the 2nd. And you're on again with L Boogie. Today's topic for discussion is going to be integrity and how integrity on the short end, had lack of integrity can be profitable, but in the long run, lack of integrity can be costly. We'll cover this subject and maybe a few more once we return from this message. See you soon. Peace. Everyone, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie, and we're going to talk about integrity. As of recent, there's a lot of people in positions of trust that have a serious lack of integrity. And first, I'm going to let you know what integrity means to me. Integrity to me is one's ability to make the right decision or make right decisions with a certain amount of moral uprightness. And I really think that people know right from wrong. But they are met with the decision to do the right thing. Oftentimes it's hard because there's money involved or there is fame or something of value that the person making the decision wants. It could be acceptance into a club, or it could be a chance to start a movie, and they may, you know, they may not make the best decisions because of something material. So, say for instance, recently, and I'm just going to relate this to our people. Sometimes we have an issue, and it's not really an old problem or issue with us. And I think it's something that's been an issue or problem with our people since we came to shores of America, the way we came. Let's take, for instance, Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King. Their attack on black men for the gain of their gain. I think Gayle King, she questioned R. Kelly and received a $11 million contract with CBS, if I'm not mistaken. Her questioning of Lisa Leslie in relations to or relative to Kobe Bryant. The line of questioning, a dead man about his issue or a court case he was in when he was accused of sexual assault on a female. You know, he wasn't alive. So he wasn't alive to defend himself. And when he was alive, I think someone could have questioned him then. Oprah Winfrey's did a documentary on Michael Jackson. You know, when Michael was alive, I think they were good friends. You know, she ran him through the mud after he was dead, you know. So it's... those to me are issues with integrity, you know, and something, the integrity is something that once people know you have a lack of it, in the long run, it'll cost you. In the short term, yeah, you may be profitable. You know, you may gain fame, fortune, and money. But in the long run, like anything else, whatever you put out to the universe will come back. So, my thing is, and I want to say, all money is not good money. All money is not good money. And some things you just don't sell. You just don't. You know, you don't sell your birthright. You don't sell yourself. You don't sell your people. So recently, you know, New York Attorney General, African American female, selling her people, creating a hotline for racial discrimination against another group that isn't her own. You know, then they make these excuses about running for politics, you know, coming to us, getting our vote, and then when they go to office, they protect and cater to every group except for the group that they belong to. That is a lack of integrity. You know, people on jobs, you know, don't know that the people that they're doing running around cutting their brother's throat for aren't going to let them, with that character flaw, next to them so they can cut their throat. So it's just something I'm talking about off the top of my head, coming from life experience. You can't buy integrity. You can't buy good morals. You know, there's something that has to be taught, and I believe the great majority of people come up in families, families that, whether they're flawed or not, whether they're functional or dysfunctional, people come up with a certain amount of, you know, they're raised a certain way. And I do believe most people have relatives, or if not their parents, that teach them about integrity. But once we're grown and we're out in the real world, we choose to do what we want to do, just keeping it real. But my take on the whole thing is, what you put out, it comes back. In the short term, you'll profit. But in the long term, once, I wouldn't say the Grim Reaper, but maybe karma comes back around. Karma gonna come see you. And karma is a mad I wouldn't say female, but it could be a female. Karma, you know, karma ain't nothing nice, and karma come holler at you right when you in your worst position, right when you're not doing well. And when karma come knocking, karma don't want to hear no excuses. Karma is coming to give you what you deserve. So that's all I have to say about that. Once we return, we're either going to close, or I may have a few more words to say. But I just had to get that out. Peace. Hello, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're back on with L Boogie. And I'm going to bring this episode to an end. I don't have another topic to speak about with you guys, but I will return tomorrow with another episode of Listen to L Boogie. Look forward to bringing new content to you guys, and I'll see you guys again the next time God leaves his footprints in the sky. One love. Peace.